Got a nice bard. Kakku. Well, this is a land of religion.
Yeah.
It is admitted by all our parts of the world. You see, Kalamba was searching after India in first place.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, people are coming to India for coming, for knowledge, for philosophy, for trade, for money. Why these Britishers came? They came for money. So now India has been exploited for so many thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And their standard of civilization deteriorated, the condition is now. It's still in this position is in it. It's still in the foreign country. Now people are degraded from their high standard of living, from spiritual point of view, material point of view. Still they stand, see their social construction, their living condition, their feelings of living. Still going on. Climate also. The climate is very favorable. Nowadays, of course, winter season, otherwise it will continue for 2 months only. It is not very severe, but still this condition will not continue. But throughout the whole year, you can remain naked body. There is no expenditure for dressing much. And to remain clean, you simply wash in the water and immediately it is. So with one cloth or two cloths, you can go on for 6 months. There is no expenditure. And the vegetarian diet, vegetarian, a few grains of this chickpea and little milk, you don't require anything to eat. Everything facilities there, it's still. But there, the people have been trained up to imitate Western civilization.
Mm-hmm.
That is government policy. But unless you become westernized, technology will not be happy. But they can become happy even in this condition. This artificial partition has caused some trouble by the Britishers, because the Pakistan has taken away all the wheat and rice. So their purpose was that. The Punjab side, where they are producing wheat, a very large one. In Bengal, that is the perhaps the biggest rice producing country in the world, Bengal. The rice is in Pakistan and wheat is in Pakistan. Even cows, they are maintained by the Punjabis, big cows. Milk producing, they are now in Punjab. So there is no milk, there is no rice, there is no wheat, and they have no sugar, and the sugar is produced on this side. In this way, all is, and Kashmir question, that is British policy. Due to this partition only, India's position is now very tricky. And the Russian leaders, they accepted party for becoming prime minister. Gandhi never agreed. So the Jawaharlal Nehru, in order to become prime minister, he committed such a blunder. If they keep to their original culture, they will not be unhappy. And we find in every city some such institution as this Gita Bhavan. In every city, in fact. People are contributing, they are coming, they are holding ceremonies, calling saintly persons. Every city is still. That's why we have gone to Punjab, Amritsar, how people are anxious. So here, then the Kumbh Mela, if you go to Kumbh Mela, you see how from all different parts of the country, millions of people will come to participate. Yes. Millions and millions of people. There is no advertisement. But they will come. Government wanted to discourage them in so many ways. In Jalannath Puri, you will find Devi and Vrindavan, they all say it. The Arya Samaji, the government, they try to condemn this temple worship. Yes? Yes. Nehru was such a rascal that he came. Ramakrishna Mission has a big hospital in Vrindavan. So, on the opening day, he came from Delhi by helicopter. He stayed there the whole day. He came in the morning and the function took place in the evening. All the time, he left the same day. But he did not visit a single temple. Such an atheist he was.
Someone
told me that Jagannath Devar, Jagannath Devar,
Jagannath Devar, Jagannath Devar, Jagannath Devar, Jagannath Devar, Jagannath Devar,
Jagannath
Devar,
Jagannath Devar, Jagannath Devar, Jagannath
Devar, Jagannath Devar, Jagannath Devar,
Jagannath Devar, Jagannath Devar,
he was a great rascal.
So the small rascals, you know. You say the small rascals. You know the control.
What is that?
You say that the rascals.
You
have
the control of these rascals.
Yeah.
The neighbor was a rascal, and what was Johnson and Dixon?
Well, they are not. All these politicians, they are not. That is Kali Yuga, where king was like Maharaj Purishu, now is Johnson and the Nehru. So how people will be happy?
So you have to learn some about the glory for all.
Now, if you can make the people Krishna conscious, then everything is automatically. Because the democracy is there. So if they vote for a Krishna conscious person to become president and prime minister, then everything will be changed. So that means you have to create a voter, Krishna conscious. And then everything will be there. So that should be one of your aims. The Krishna consciousness movement. The government is still is under the control of the public. That's a fact. If the public becomes Krishna consciousness, neither is the government in this, Krishna consciousness. So that is up to the public. But they do not want to, therefore, they want the king. The crane was sent. You know the story?
Yeah.
The frogs, they wanted a king from God. And God there, and he gave them one stone, wooden block, small. So they were expecting a king. Then when they saw the king is not speaking, then somebody jumped over it. But still the king did not say, no, what can I do to him? So then appealed to God, that what kind of king are we? He does not speak, he does not move. All right, then he sent one crane. So the crane came and began to catch one and like that. Then they said, oh, what kind of thing? So the public is like that. They want it. They defy it. And this religious system, despite their the modernized. Who was saying the modernized version of Bhagavad Gita? King Mahananda? They're appreciating.
Mm-hmm. So the story I read, sometimes the sound of very small wild cat called Ocelot. And they're like little, they mark like tigers, are very small. They eat monkeys. They eat monkeys from the tree. And a cat that is big, but twice as big as a house cat, called ocelot. So then sometimes these ocelots, they'll lay on a branch in a tree like they're dead. They don't move, they don't even blink their eyes. And all the monkeys come and they gather around to see this with a dead ocelot. And finally, the monkeys get very crazy, and they go out and one of them will pull a tail to the ocelot, and then it's all over. The ocelot kills the monkey.
Therefore, monkeys are considered very foolish.
Foolish?
Foolish, yes.
They're like these people, you know, they jump over the sword, and people use them to kill them.
Mm-hmm. There are some birds, they also eat monkeys.
Birds?
Yes.
Big hawks?
Yes.
Eagles?
Monkey eaters.
Yeah.
I've seen that bird in Los Angeles Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey eaters bird.
They're from Africa. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There are many monkeys. No. That is in Bengal. Yeah. That is called Hanuman.
You said that they were joining gangs.
Hmm?
You said in Vrindavan they were coming in gangs. And three or four would jump out in front like this, and the rest will grab what you have and take it away. You said they did that.
Yes. But if they have got a stick, they will not come.
Yeah.
They are afraid of stick. The dogs also, they are afraid of stick. Therefore, in such places, one should carry in hand one stick. That is it. After all, they are animals. They know that man can strike to the stick very severe. They are afraid of that. In Vrindavan, in the beginning, I was eating and a monkey entered very peacefully and took it. Took away. As soon as I became Rani, immediately caught him. They do like that. In Vrindavan you cannot open doors.
Really?
Oh, yes.
They come right in, it's so cold.
Huh? Yes.
It's so cold.
bold men, they will come and they have no tactics. You are eating and an entire something is taken. Therefore there are, just like here, two sets of doors, one net, the railing door. So one door is closed and wooden, another is railing. The railing door must be closed always. Otherwise he cannot eat, he cannot be very peaceful. The man, monkey will come.
The nun said that he was making the party from there, and there was a little, a nail with a string, especially to keep the monkey down, holding the door closed. They heard some sound outside. He said, "Oh, somebody's coming." And sure enough, the nail was lifted up by the string, and the monkey popped in, and the others were fine.
Yeah. They're very clever.
So after all, the human being is
also.
The human
being is the monkey. The monkey is the last species of life before being promoted to the human. There are three animals, monkey, cow, and tiger.
Tiger also?
Well,
when
that promotion comes
to your Prabhupada, they are not really
born into
a society like
Americans
or
Americans. No, no, no. Uncivilized.
Aborigines
or something like that. Just like man, aborigines.
Aborigines,
Negroes. Human species. Then gradually they become born civilized.
It must be very difficult to actually get a birth in a civilized society.
Yes. That's what he said, Nadhas Gullama. It's very rare. And especially to take birth in India, in the Vedic society. India means within this planet, the civilized, Aryan family. Now Aryan families are degraded, otherwise Aryan means progress. So all over the world, the Aryan families are degraded, otherwise the Vedic civilization was Aryan civilization.
Some churches, they recognize that when we went to one meeting in Bombay before Amritsar,
the Europeans and Americans, they belong to Aryan family. They have lost their Vedic culture. Now it is being revived again.
Did you mean from the Vedic
teams? Huh?
Went away from Parsifal?
Yeah. There is some reason.
Is it also true that Scandinavians come from Scandinavia, the name Scandinavia comes from Skanda, god of war? And if you were driven out of India by the Indian society, they were working with the Skanda, and they took shelter in Northern Europe.
Yes.
Is that also?
Actually, Aryan civilization was Central Asia. Some of them went towards India and some of them went towards Europe. Indo-European stock, they were called.
Central
Asia. Central Asia. Caucasian. Kashyap Muni place.
How come they're so white? How come
the Aryans are white, but here, this side, due to climatic influence, they're a little tanned. Indians are tanned, but they're not black. But the Aryans are all white. And the non-Aryans, they are called black.
Black?
Yes.
They use the term Caucasian to
designate those persons. Not only Europeans, the Kashmir side, all this Afghanistan, Baluchistan, and Punjab, and they are all white.
Caucasus is now near Afghanistan.
Yes. All white. in Punjab is fine. They are as white as Europeans.
Sorry.
Kashmir.
Yes, they have grown
And
they're tall.
They're tall. So, alien family, whole aliens, they are white. And Shudras are called Krishna. Krishna, black. Material. You have to advance in Krishna consciousness. This one is from Pito. So you have all taken your bath?
Yes.
Give me a little oil. I shall also take mass.
What do you do about Nassau?
Good.
Hare Krishna.